Hello and welcome to IB Careers, Start Your Future Today, a student-led podcast exclusively available for Imperial College Business School students. I am your host, Adina Molnar, a recent business school graduate. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hi, Melody. Welcome back to the podcast again.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Thanks for joining me for an episode to discuss one of the biggest and most important steps in a student's career journey, the interviews. Undoubtedly, interviews are one of the most important steps in the career journey, and no matter what the industry, the role, everyone is going to go through the interview or multiple interviews. However, nowadays, there's a range of different interviews used by recruiters. So the purpose of this episode is to explore the different types of interviews used by recruiters. What are the different types that are most commonly used?
Yeah, I would say most commonly used, competency-based questions, motivational questions, strengths-based, and behavioral questions.
And are these different in different sectors, industries?
They're the same, except it's just the focus of those questions will be different. I will actually highlight some distinct differences, I think.
Yeah, I think that's helpful.
Yeah. So, for example, if you're applying to finance or consulting, it can be different. So, finance interviews, you could have some brain teasers, and you most definitely would expect some technical interview questions at some point. And for consulting roles, you need to prepare and practice for case interviews. And this can include what we call market sizing questions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about this right now. It might seem like information overload. Have a look online. We've got two modules which you'd like to look at. Introduction to finance and introduction to consulting.
Yeah, as you said, there are multiple rounds of interviews as well. Can you walk me through the different interview stages and the interview progression process? This is not specifically to one type of interview, just in general.
Yeah, I think in general, most of you will expect to have your first round will be for assessing your motivation, how suitable you are for the job. So this could be most commonly a phone interview, or it could be a video interview. And that will test and assess your suitability. Then, second round, it's very likely to be interview at possibly assessment centre at the end of the day. It just depends on the sector and the role you're applying
for. Yeah, very much so.
And final round, sometimes it could be third or fourth in some sectors, but final round, you'd expect to see a senior manager, a senior partner, who's really going to revisit your motivation, very likely expect you to talk about your commercial understanding, so what's going on in the industry, what are the trends affecting their business or the clients.
Yeah, commercial awareness is one of the key things, and I think interviews are the best platform for you to showcase your commercial awareness.
Yes.
And what's going on in the industry, in the world. So going back to the different types of interviews, let's start with competency-based interviews. Can you tell me what those are?
Yeah, so you might have heard of questions that begin with, tell me about a time when, or describe a situation when. So as you can tell, they're expecting you to think of a scenario or a past experience where you can demonstrate some of those skills or competencies. So competency-based interviews are testing specific requirements for the role. So competencies are things like your soft skills, or it could be your communication skills, or maybe your problem-solving skills. So it does depend, but I think this is the first thing to think about.
Mm-hmm. So it's also helpful to look up, obviously, prepare for the interview and research the company before, and you can sort of see what competencies they would be looking for, depending on the sector, even depending on the company.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so we really encourage you to do that, definitely. The other thing I often ask students to do is to do what I call a mapping exercise. So you would map out, identify firstly all the key competencies you know that company is looking for. Then you write down a map out, whether it's the mind map or Excel spreadsheet. Next to each of those key competencies, pick out the best example you have of that competency. So you're really trying to sell to them the best example. You can also use something called star structure. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that one before?
Yeah.
Sometimes you use car, but we talk about star.
Oh, I haven't heard of car. Yeah.
Similar. So really similar.
So what does the star stand for?
Yeah. So the star structure is in sort of a way for you to answer the question and make sure that you cover all areas of the story. The first one is the situation. And the T is actually sort of the task at hand. A is actions, or I call achievements, actually.
Mm.
And the R is like your results. But don't worry, everything's covered in the Nail Your Next Interview workshop, so don't worry.
Yeah, some students might already be familiar with these.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I think so. So I think these two key things would really help you start preparing for that.
And what does the CAR stand for, out of curiosity? Do you want to guess?
Context.
Okay. Action?
Actions and achievements, yeah.
Okay. Context, action, achievements, and...
results, yes. So the results is really focusing on the impact you had, not just a task, it's results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are very similar frameworks, but it helps to, because often you think you are ready for these questions because how hard is it to talk about your experiences, but on the spot it can be hard to think of a specific example, which is exactly what they're looking for.
Exactly.
So putting it in a framework and preparing beforehand, this is something you can then do once and use for all of your interviews.
Yes.
So this is one of the core steps to prepare for a competency-based interview.
And it might also take away some of those nerves.
For sure. You feel a lot more prepared if you do this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other suggestions on how students can best prepare for these type of interviews?
I think having a good conversation with one of us, if you're not sure about what are your strengths or what you're really good at, and we can help you work through that. Hopefully it's on your CV, but maybe just talk to one of us, book a careers appointment. I think we could cover that now, actually. Once you've actually booked an employer interview, you can book a mock interview, but you can't do it on Simplicity. You'll have to email ibcareers@imperial.ac.uk and ask to arrange a mock interview. And that's a fantastic chance for you to practice questions that are tailored to that job and that role.
But this is only after they've secured an interview.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you want help before that, you can just book a 20-minute interview guidance session. Mm. And that's good as well.
So there are support services available for preparing for a specific interview, which is the mock interview.
Yes.
And then also support services on how to get an interview, essentially.
It's basically discussions, how to prepare, or any concerns you've got whatsoever. Do you want to know a little bit about strengths-based interviews?
Yes, that was my next question. What is the strength-based and behavioural interviews?
Yeah, I think behavioural is very similar to, you can call it motivational as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking at your attitude and your aptitude, I suppose, in the sense of why does that person want to work there? Why do you want this job or this particular team? And that is down to your research and what really got you interested to apply in the first place. So you have to review that, make sure what you've written in the covering letter will be something's also reflected in the interview, but maybe you'll give more information there. Strengths-based, it's worth spending little time on that because it's very different and often the one that catches some students out.
Mm.
Have you heard much about strengths-based interviews in the past?
Because I wasn't looking at sectors where it's really applied, not personally, but I've heard in these workshops that it is one of the key parts of an interview process for a lot of the big sectors. So how do they assess your strengths?
It's really interesting. So most other employers will mix a combination of all the ones we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Some will include some strengths-based questions, but there's actually more and more employers who are focusing more on strengths-based questions. So just give a few examples, like Unilever, PwC, EY, they've known to use mostly strengths-based approach to candidate assessments. And we found out recently, hot off the press, GSK is completely changing their recruitment process for next year. Every stage is going to be a strengths-based approach.
Every stage.
Really interesting. So I'm reading more about that at the moment. But what is it? What's strengths-based approach? Well, you imagine the competency base, we talked about thinking about an example, thinking about a time when you did this, when you demonstrated teamwork skills, for example, or demonstrate leadership skills. And that usually means students go off and memorize, they prepare a script, or they prepare something. But strengths-based questions is trying to assess your real motivation for something. Like, how energized are you to work in a team? Or how energized are you to spend time doing a lot of analysis? So it's really based, it's something you can't really prepare like you would in a competency-based type of question.
Mm-hmm.
It's questions like, so what got you up today, Adina? Mm-hmm. Those kind of questions.
Okay.
Or what inspires you?
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite different, and I think students don't expect that. But the best thing to think of, really, is very natural. So you just ask to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're not assessing you based on what you have done, what internship you've done or haven't done. It's really about your, I guess it's your approach, your thinking, your personality. It helps draw out your strengths as well. And I think it really speaks to diversity and maybe, you know, bringing a wider range of candidates as well. And we know all sectors want to do that right now.
Yeah, and I think this is an opportunity for employers to distinguish between candidates, because some of the other stages of the interview process you can prepare for in a lot more structured way. But
yes,
this is really down to your personality, how you answer these questions. Yes. I know I've heard of questions such as, what if you're an animal, what animal would you be?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a strength-based type of question then?
It may be leaning more towards that. I think it's also, that's insight into your personality and how you might see the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think with strengths-based, try to think of, it's the employers are looking for, how do you fit with their values and what's important to them?
Mm-hmm.
How would you fit in the team? So my best tip really is to really research their values on their website. All companies have that. Maybe you're interested in CSR, the corporate social responsibility piece, and think about what motivates you and gets you excited, and be confident talking just on the spot, thinking about these things.
Mm-hmm. I find it strange that it's called strength-based. Yeah. It sounds like it's more of a motivational-based interview.
Yeah.
So can students think about it? If they are told that they'll be participating in a strength-based interview, can they kind of think about it as a motivational?
You can think of it as, they just want to understand how to bring out your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
So they know from research that employers are more likely to be happier long term if you are doing something that you really love and you really enjoy. So don't be nervous for that. It's actually a good thing, because normally candidates and the employers enjoy the strengths-based interview much more than, say, competency interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So it's supposed to be a bit more authentic, more natural, and hopefully that will make you less nervous as well, because you're not expected to memorize things.
Yeah, I think it's more about your self-awareness, is how you can prepare for these type of interviews.
Exactly.
Really being self-aware and knowing yourself and your values and how they align with the company.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, if you are trying to impress them, but you're also checking for yourself, is this the right company?
Mm.
So an interview is also an opportunity for you to see.
Yes.
And if you see that these questions make you feel very comfortable and you're very happy answering them, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also signal that maybe these are not necessarily the right questions and the right environment.
Yes.
So it's a two-way street, really.
Yeah, definitely. I would always say that's a two-way process. It's a chance for you to ask questions to the employers as well.
Yeah, and if that sounds very scary, don't worry, because the careers team, once again, is here to help. So Melody, what are some of the different support services available to students to prepare for interviews?
Yeah.
We talked about the mock interviews and...
Yes, the workshop.
And the workshop,
yes.
But is there anything else?
Yes, you probably can tell I love the small group sessions that we run. It's just nice to work with a smaller group, and I think students feel they take a lot from it. So one of those we've got is called Interview Techniques, Small Group Practical. So as you can imagine, again, there's 5 or 6 people in the room, depending on who turns up. And we will ask you to answer a couple of interview questions each. And then you get some feedback from other students and then from the careers consultant. So it's an amazing chance to get feedback. I think talking to students at the end, what they really love is also listening to your friends and peers across different programs. Learn from just seeing as well.
And you also, in a way, I think this can also help students be feel more prepared because they know what other students are responding, how they are responding, and obviously that's often the source of nervousness during interviews, especially if it's an assessment center.
Yes.
So we'll have an episode later on about assessment centers, but this is a good segue into that.
Yes.
These group sessions help you prepare because that's essentially what an assessment center will be.
Yes, definitely. So this small group is a perfect chance to do that. It's very safe and it's really fun.
Yeah. No, it sounds like it. Can alumni join?
Sadly not.
So once again, use your opportunity while you're at the school, at the business school. In your experience, what are the most challenging aspects of interviews faced by students? Because often interviews can be quite daunting.
You mentioned commercial awareness earlier, and I think that's the one area that students are least prepared for, or perhaps get extremely nervous when they're not prepared.
Yeah.
So I think from day one, start reading Financial Times, news applications that are relevant to your sector and the companies you're interested in. And then think about being confident talking. Talk to your friends about what's happening. If you make it something you do every day, it doesn't become a chore.
Yeah, you know, that's very true.
Flipboard or FT app, you can download any of those. And I think the biggest tip I would say in terms of preparing for interviews is always be yourself. Be authentic. Try not to say things you think they want you to say.
Yeah, that's a key.
I always get asked this, you know, when we have a preparation meeting, students will say, what should I say? What were they looking for me to say? Mm-hmm. Or what's the perfect answer?
Mm.
And there isn't. Exactly. You just have to prepare, get support from us, and just be yourself. Because if you do lie, it can come back to bite you.
And as we talked about before, if you're putting up something that you aren't, you might not enjoy that job, even though it appears like this is something you are born to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you aren't actually yourself and you aren't reflecting this in the interview process, mm-hmm. it's very likely that they'll see this because they've had so many interviews and they have the experience to spot it. So it's really not worth putting up a front that or a mask that maybe you're not reflecting. So yeah, I think my next question was going to be about how can students best prepare, but I think we covered a lot of that. Is there anything that you think we missed out on?
If I was to leave maybe three top tips mm-hmm. for you when you're thinking about interviewing. First thing, you mentioned self-awareness. So do identify your key achievements in your work experience, in your life experiences. Many of you have come from all over the world. And also thinking about some of the internships or maybe voluntary work you've been doing. This will help you stand out. Secondly, definitely research the company and the role. That's essential. So you've got to be ready to discuss that. Give yourself plenty of time to travel to the actual location. Don't give yourself additional stress by getting there late or not giving enough time for the train delays. And that's my three top tips.
That's a great tip because I tend to be someone who either is always late or just gets there on time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interviews are not, you want to be on time for interviews. It wouldn't make the right first impression if you're late. So that's a really good way to wrap it up. I think students learned a lot about how they can prepare for interviews. And if you have additional questions, use the resources available to you. And just one note I had when you were talking about commercial awareness is the different sources of new sources. That's also something that via the business school you have access to, The Economist, mm-hmm. The Financial Times, so some of the really the top news sources. So go and use those while you have access to them.
Yes.
Because they're really a great way to prepare.
Mm.
And this isn't something you can do the week before. This is something you need to build up. And this is something that also just increases your awareness of the world, which obviously additionally it helps your studies. Yes. And this is really the key part of preparing for interviews as well. So thank you so much for introducing the different types of interviews. I think now it's clear that competency-based interviews are something students can maybe prepare for a little more. It's about really assessing your strengths and applying them to different or specific situations.
Mm-hmm.
And strengths-based, while I realize I use the word strength for competency, strength-based is more about your motivation and really what it is that you are good at, who you are and who your personality is,
what you most enjoy.
Yeah, so that's a good way to differentiate them. Thank you so much, and yeah, if you have any more questions, go and visit the careers team.
Oh, good luck, and look forward to seeing you.